Time to talk with Tom Skilling. It's our Tuesdays with Tom segment, and the segment's sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Hey, Tom, how are you this Tuesday?
Anna, I am spectacular. How are you doing? Bob, our engineer, asked what that yellow thing in the sky was.
I know.
I'm still doing research on it, you know, so.
That is the top weather question of the day. Like, what is that, Tom? That big yellow thing in the sky. What is that? What's going on here? Where's that been?
I know. You know, pretty sad we've gotten this deeply into April and we're still asking that question, you know. But
right.
Gorgeous day. These little cottony cumulus are puffing up. And the next couple of days we'll see that. We'll start sunny and those things will develop. It's kind of cool a lot. One thing, Anna, we're not going to have the 80s this week, which is kind of a shame. But on the other hand, it could be a lot worse. It snowed yesterday up in North Dakota. So at least we don't have that coming.
That's true. Let's count our blessings. I agree with that. And I'm looking at your Facebook page at the moment, Tom Skilling. I love your Facebook page. Such interesting posts. And right now, the first thing I see when I get there are pictures of flowers in full bloom. And that is a beautiful thing to see. Just gorgeous.
You know what? I'll tell you, the pictures that we get from folks, and they come in from all over. Anna. Today, we have pictures from Colorado and also Florida. We've had pictures from Italy, from you name it, the UK. It's just incredible, but gorgeous pictures across the Chicago area. Such a pretty time of the year, and I don't know about you. I just love these flowers. They add a color to life. There's no question about that.
Well, this time of year, that's one of the things you look forward to see the little blooms fight their way out and just, you know, it's the turning of the corner. We all live through the winter for that. You know, I mean, a lot of us like winter, too. But at some point, you're ready. You're done with it. And this is that moment in time when I think we are.
Absolutely. And, losing all the vegetation in winter around here, it gets kind of gray and dark looking. And, of course, the skies tend to be that way more often than not, too. Our cloudiest months are November, December, January, February, and March is up there, too. But, by the time we get to April, we start getting some better weather. Though I'm reminded, Anna, that it was only 6 years ago, back in 2015, that we had that terrible EF4, that's a top-tier intensity, 200-mile-per-hour wind-producing tornado out by Rochelle and Fairdale. A terrible storm, and one only can imagine what would have happened had you brought a tornado like that into this, more heavily part of the Chicago area. But it did; it was responsible for deaths out even in that area, and that's what April can do to you. And on the other hand, you could be shoveling snow in some years. So to have the sun out and be quiet this week is kind of a joy.
You know, you're right. That's so true. We've talked about this a lot, how April can, the range of weather that you can expect from tornadoes to snowstorms. And I saw on your weather blog, you were talking about the big April snowstorm of 1970. Folks were recalling their experiences with that. It seemed like a whopper.
Yeah, it was. And you know, our probably largest and most infamous tornado outbreak occurred April 21st, 1967. That was the day that the tornado went through Oaklawn, Belvedere, picked up a school bus in Belvedere, threw it across the lot. I had the chance to sit down. We were doing an anniversary retrospective on that horrendous storm up in Belvedere. And we talked to survivors who are now grown adults, but they were children who had gotten onto that school bus up there. They had just left school. The bus was parked in such a way that you couldn't see the horizon. So it wasn't evident that a tornado was approaching and imminent. When the bus driver discovered it, he said, "Please get off this bus. Kids run and lay down in the field flat." And a lot of them got off. And I talked to some of these adults who had done that. And one of the adults said, one of his little schoolmates was frightened. She said, "I'm scared." He said, "Don't be frightened." And he said he took her in his arms, and they were hurled through the air, and he was rendered unconscious. And when he came to, the little girl was there, lifeless, in his arms. And can you imagine dealing with that? And in those days, psychologists weren't brought in to deal with the students and the trauma they had just been through. But 29 young people perished in that bus that was thrown across a field right after school had let off. And, of course, more recently, in 1990, we had that Plainfield tornado, and that was an August affair. But that was just before school began. And one can only imagine Plainfield High School was leveled by that. But it what it goes to show you is this is a tumultuous time of the year, this April period. The Plainfield tornado was in August, but you tend to think of April, May, and June as our big months. So every day we get through, Anna, that we don't have something like that happening is really bonus territory.
Totally. You count your blessings. That is a powerful story you just shared, Tom. I mean, I'm sure those kids that survive were living with survivor's guilt and who knows what else, but just that sort of trauma stays with you forever. And to think that you'd be an adult there trying to save these kids and not be able to save every one of them, I can't imagine how that would impact you. But thankfully, one of the things you talk about a lot, and I do want to get to this, I think maybe we should pause in a moment here because we got to check traffic, but the things that you talk about is how far we've come with warning systems for storms. And I do want to ask you, because the new Biden jobs and infrastructure budget plan is out, the proposal, the bill. And I want to ask you, because there's a big chunk in there for weather. And I got to check with you, Tom, about this, about what you think that could mean. It's not passed yet, but that they are looking at these kinds of things and how some powerful tools could be made more available and some help for folks recovering from storms, too. But the predicting of them and the warning systems, I think, so important. We'll talk about that in just a second. Back with Tom Skilling, our Tuesdays with Tom segment. Tom, we were just, before we hit traffic there in the break, we were talking about how there's a big chunk of money in this new proposal, the new bill on jobs and infrastructure, going to weather stuff. And I want to ask you about that. What kinds of things are in there that would be meaningful to all of us?
Well, you know, Anna, you've heard the discussion over the years about the European model versus the U.S. model. And what happened there was we didn't keep up with the computing infrastructure you need to run these sophisticated models, which have really revolutionized weather forecasting. I mean, we're able to see cold waves a week or more ahead of time. We even have a look at tropical systems and where they may go a week or more ahead of time. Obviously, the closer you get to each of those, the better. But, it's so important. We even had a gap a number of years ago in our satellite coverage because money hadn't been appropriated for that. And all that, our falling behind the European forecast center, their medium range center that has this global model that really is the envy of the world right now, was the product of the fact they kept up with the supercomputer infrastructure. And now our Congress has approved a good deal of money in recent years to improve that infrastructure, and our models are benefiting from it, and so is forecast accuracy. But, gosh, there's a lot of stuff to do. I mean, we've got to strengthen infrastructure against storms that are becoming stronger in our coastal areas. We've got to look at where people are settling and where we're developing on our coastline, because these areas are going to be threatened by rising sea levels, and they already are in some cases. So it's not a bad investment to make. And, of course, you know, getting into this new energy infrastructure, I've worked with a guy from Argonne Labs, Seth Darling. He's a researcher there who's outlined in our talks together on climate change before in different forums around here about how this country could switch to a total solar energy-powered infrastructure. It would involve realigning and rebuilding of our grid so that, you know, we always have some area on a grid that's getting sun when other areas are cloudy. But the energy from the sun is there, and we can do that. And that's a completely clean source of energy right there. So, you know, things like that are not bad investments, and they create jobs, you know, American jobs that can't be exported. So that's positive.
How much of that is being used already, Tom? You're talking about retrieving the energy from the sun in the ways that you're talking about. Where are we with that right now?
Well, it's growing. You know, we're not there yet, but I'll tell you what has been happening is if you read the literature, solar and all the renewable sources are becoming less cheap. In some cases, they're cheaper than fossil fuel energy. And so, you know, and as batteries improve, means of storing it, Seth Darling always talks about, there are other ways to store energy other than the conventional batteries we think about. For instance, he says there are you could pump water using solar energy when the sun is out during the day up into reservoirs in mountains. And then at night when it goes dark, you let the water come down and drive turbines that produce electricity. That's like a big battery. Big dams like the Hoover Dam could and are big generating sources, and they're like batteries, by running power through there. The only thing is the drought that continues going out west is bringing water levels on Lake Powell and which drive these generators out there down. And in some cases, they have to go lower on the dam to bring water through to run turbines because the water levels are dropping. But, this is a clean source of energy. And investments like that pay rich dividends as time goes on. And other people in the world are doing it. So we ought to be the leaders on this. Yeah. We always have been on technology. And we've got to be careful we stay that way.
Yeah, it's an amazing point, and I enjoy hearing you talk about it because I know these are things that you get very involved with, and you talk to other very experts in these fields. As we try to sort of move into the future, it'll be interesting to see what happens. That bill isn't passed yet, but I did see that significant number pushed toward weather systems, like the technology and that kind of thing, and storm help as well for different communities that are hard hit. I guess the headline I'm looking at on the WGN TV website is that we're off to an unusually slow start with our severe weather, and that's we're thankful for that. As you kind of look to the week ahead, Tom, what can you tell us?
Well, no big storms, no severe weather, Anna. It's quiet, relatively speaking. We're going to have a little wind by day. These winds tend to slack off at night with nighttime cooling. And then during the days, you heat the air, the winds that often are kicked aloft are able to mix down to the surface again. And that's one of the reasons, that plus the fact you heat areas differently when the sun is out, you get the winds to blow. So there'll be some wind, but the big story will be a little instability in the atmosphere. That means the air aloft is cool. So with daytime heating, these little patches of clouds will develop. And tomorrow, some of these clouds, which will be more extensive than what we see today, may produce a couple of light showers around the area. And there's another little weather system that could do the same thing towards Sunday and maybe early Monday. But no 80s this week. 50s pretty generally is daytime highs, and lows at night in the 40s with some 30s as you get away from the city and suburbs of the lake. And so that's pretty typical for this time of the year. This week will average about 18 degrees cooler than last week, and that's a substantial decline. But again, remember, we had those unusual 80s, and those 80s last week were actually 2 to 3 weeks early based on historical records around here. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to get them, and boy, if we keep getting these warm weather situations earlier than normal, that means we have some warm days ahead, even though we don't see them in the short term. One thing I will say, and we need rain. We did not get rain over the weekend in the quantities we had hoped for. We had about a quarter inch. We had modeling that suggested we might get up to an inch, inch and a half. And the thing you see is when you get dry, these dry spells feed on themselves. You reduce soil moisture and everything else. And April, May, and June are, well, March, April, May, are critical months for getting widespread rains because they don't come that way in the summertime. They're hit or miss then. So you want to, resupply your moisture in these months where you can get broad rain systems, and we're not getting them this year. So it will be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah, it will. We'll be following. I'm going to take one of the pictures off your website of the flowers blooming. I'm going to put that in front of me all day today and just stare at that and hope for the warmer weather and a continuation of this lack of severe stuff, too. That's all good.
It is good. It is good, Anna. Yeah. Well, you enjoy the pictures. I'll tell you, they bring me great joy, and I think a lot of other people, too, based on the comments. And thank everybody who submits them. We always love to see your pictures. Just put them up on my Facebook page, and that's one way to get them to us. And we'll continue to share them with other folks because I think people enjoy that.
Yeah, it made my Tuesday. And happy Tuesday to you, Tom. Thank you, as always, for joining us on this day.
Thank you, Anna. Always great to talk to you. You have a great week.
You too. Enjoy the day, Tom. Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems.